Capitals win it in a shootout. They defeat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3. Ovechkin ties the game in the second, and he wins it in the shootout as Buffalo picks up a point in a loss tonight in a very entertaining game in Washington between what might be one of the best teams in the NHL, and who knows where the Buffalo Sabres sit in that standing. But nevertheless, a point. It stings a little. The shootout still, to me, is a painful way to lose a game because it just doesn't seem right that you should lose a game like that. But nevertheless, I mean, Buffalo had an opportunity at the end of regulation. Sam Reinhart's got a wide-open net with an opportunity to win it in regulation, and it rings off the post. Bad break or not, that was Buffalo's best chance to possibly get it done. The Caps, though, figure out a way to get it done in the OT, or in the shootout, rather, as Ovechkin comes down, and just such a hard shot. I mean, it got stuck in the back of the pads in the netting behind the goaltender, Carter Hutton. And the Sabres give them a little credit in the shootout. I mean, Eichel had it, hit the post. Thompson had it, couldn't lift it. And Mittelstadt scores. He loves those shootouts. Mittelstadt does. He's Mr. Clutch. Does not feel the pressure at all. And Pominville stopped to end the game as Kuznetsov and Ovechkin end up scoring for the Capitals in a 4-3 shootout victory. Buffalo will be on the plane and on their way to Boston. They have the Bruins tomorrow, early evening game, late afternoon game, however you want to word it, 5 p.m. puck drop, and a key game in the standings in the Atlantic Division with the Boston Bruins. We'll talk about that game a little bit later here on the Paul William Belts postgame show. We'll be heading to the Sabres dressing room in just a few moments. Paul Hamilton's on his way there now, so we'll get player reaction to this shootout loss tonight to the Caps. Also, Phil Housley's live postgame comments are coming up. And, of course, your phone calls are welcome, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. You can send us a text at 550-550, or you can send me a tweet if you're on Twitter, at BrianWGR. Final shot totals, 38-28 Washington. Buffalo's power play coming through in this one. 2 of 3 on the night, 2 goals in the second, both on the man advantage. The Capitals, 0 of 4. All right, let's go to Washington. Here is Jack Eichel live with Paul Hamilton.
Jack, you took the Stanley Cup champions right down till the end there. Had some good chances in overtime to, and right before overtime to win it.
Yeah. I mean, we did some good things. Obviously, it's a really good team over there, and it's a big point for us.
Talk about your goal, the second goal coming up ice. Is that just natural ability? Does anything go through your mind, or is that just your natural ability coming through?
Their D just opens his hips there. Obviously, you know, just the way they play their system, they push to the outside and most skate forward at you. So I was just trying to get back to the middle of the ice, and, you know, I thought I saw a little hole over his glove, so, you know, shot it. It's, you know, power play comes up big for us, gets 3 goals tonight.
This is the type of game that shows this team's identity, your team. Yeah. I mean, you're down a defenseman, you still battle the entire way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we stuck with it. It's, you know, it's a really good team over there. And, I mean, we're down to defensemen, and, you know, they put a lot on us. I mean, you know, they're not the Stanley Cup champs for no reason. They have a lot of really good players over there, some guys that are going to go to the Hall of Fame. And, you know, I thought we did a lot of good things. Hutz made some huge saves for us. You know, one in overtime, and, you know, we had a couple chances to win it. We weren't able to capitalize, so I'll just get ready for Boston tomorrow.
What was working on the power play for you?
I just thought we were moving it well. I thought we were taking what we were, you know, I thought we were taking what they were giving us, and, you know, we obviously were able to come up with a couple loose pucks there and, you know, regain possession, and I thought that everyone chipped in.
Jack, this is the first time as a captain you've had to deal with something like this with the suspension of Patrick Berglund. Yep. How will the players look at that when and if he's back?
I mean, I think right now, obviously, we're just limiting our focus to on ice. We have a big game coming up, and obviously we had a big game tonight. So I think the message to the guys in the room was just focus on, you know, our task at hand, and that's playing hockey games and obviously management and you know, everyone else working for our team will handle that situation, and, you know, we'll just continue to worry about the product we put on the ice.
Yeah, as a group, you guys have already been through a lot. Does that kind of show you that there's really nothing to worry about in that case? I mean, 10-game win, just a potential distraction. You know, you guys have been through a lot as a group.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the guys in the room just stick together. It's, it's important for, you know, like I said, it's important for us to just worry about playing. You know, this is a really big stretch for us right before Christmas time. So, you know, whatever's going on away from our locker room, obviously he's not here with us. So that'll be dealt with, you know, by management and obviously, you know, Jason behind the scenes. That's their thing to worry about. And for us, it's we're playing Boston at 5 tomorrow, and it's a big game for us, a divisional game. So we're going to get on a plane, go there, and worry about that game. And, you know, everything else will take care of itself. We're worried about the guys that are in the room right now.
Jack, are you getting a sense for the respect around the league you guys are earning with the way you're playing in games like this and battling? And
yeah, I mean, I think our compete came out there in the third, and, you know, some guys stepped up, made some big plays for us. Obviously, we only get a point out of the game, but thought we had a chance to get two. And, you know, you really can't you can't let this one hang over your head for too long. Obviously, we're playing less than 24 hours, so we got to get to Boston, get ready to play another really good hockey team that beat us up pretty good at the beginning of the year.
Thanks, Jack. Jack Eichel on post games. Zach Bogosian across the room here. We'll jump in on that. Zach, it seems like every night you guys are getting a D hurt or something.
Sure.
That you know, you've got to put in 25 to 30 minutes between you and Rasmus, the two Rasmuses. How has that been for you?
It's been all right. I mean, it's you know, there's plenty of guys back there that can play big minutes. You know, guys are going to get hurt throughout the season, and you know, need other guys to step up. And you know, we're getting more of an opportunity. But you know, you never want to see one of your teammates get hurt. So it's tough playing 5D, especially you know, a building like that against a team like that. You know, I thought the guys in the back end did a good job.
Your specialty teams, really. I mean, you're part of the penalty kill, which was perfect. The power play comes through the way it did. I mean, you don't get a point out of this game if your specialty team's not the way it is. Talk about your end of it, the penalty kill. What was good on it?
Well, I mean, they obviously have a really good power play, and those guys have played together for quite a few years. So they have some chemistry. Obviously, you're trying to keep the puck away from Ovechkin with that one-timer, and I thought for the most part we did pretty good, but, you know, we got to stay out of the box. I think we took a few too many penalties.
Was Carter kind of shot in the arm for you guys in the third period with some of the saves he was able to make?
I mean, he made some big saves all game. You know, I think in the second period they got they had some momentum there in the offensive zone, their offensive zone. You know, I think he did a real good job of keeping us in it and making some big saves at key times. And you know, that's what both of our goalies have done all year. You know, it's been good to see.
You getting a sense for the respect to watch Stephen Ovi and you having a little word there afterwards. And as you play teams that are going to contend for Stanley Cup, and they see you guys in the way you don't go away, you sensing that they're thinking, "Holy cow, this team is for real."
I think so. I think we've showed enough, you know, solid play the first little bit of the season. You know, I think we still have a ton of room to grow, but I think the teams are now realizing that, you know, they're probably going to have to up their game, and, you know, it's not, we're not the old Buffalo Sabres, that's for sure. So, you know, we're going to get teams best every night, and, you know, we like that challenge.
Thank you, Zach. Zach Bogosian on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you. Jack Eichel before that.
Hopefully
and
we'll.
There is Zach Bogosian. As you heard there from Paul, we may have Rasmus Dahlin in just a moment. Sabres fall in a shootout by a score of a 4-3 final. Ovechkin gets the game winner in the shootout as Buffalo does get a point. You heard Eichel talk about it there about Patrick Berglund, saying that they're limiting their focus to on ice. They're talking about Boston. He says management, Jason Botra will handle that situation. Okay, here's Rasmus Dahlin now live in Washington.
Well, you played the best tonight. You played the defending Stanley Cup champions. How did you feel the game went, and what was it like to be out there against them?
Yeah, we knew it's one of the best teams in the league, so it was tough out there, but I think Hutz made a great game. We're battling hard and scored some goals, so, I mean, it's not fun to lose, but it's a huge point.
Did you feel they're just a shade quicker than maybe most teams you play?
Yeah, they were quicker, they were smarter, they were skiller, so they were a pretty good team, and we knew it.
Your first three-point game as a professional, talk about the goal first, how that came about and what you saw.
Yeah, I got the puck in the slot, and I just shoot it, and I went under the pad.
How much do you like on the power play working with Ristolainen on the back? How's that kind of work with you guys, the chemistry?
I mean, we had three goals in the in power play today. So yeah, it's power play is good, but we need to score in the final five too.
On, from a defensive standpoint, on the Ovechkin goal, could you have closed a little bit quicker on that on Ovechkin?
Yeah, of course. Those things you you see on video, you do better next game.
Thanks, Rasmus. Rasmus Dahlin on the postgame. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Rasmus Dahlin there, all part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Reports, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FideliCare.org. Stay tuned. Phil Housley coming up here in just a few moments. We'll go back to Washington and get his comments on this shootout loss to Washington. Tomorrow, the Bruins are the opponent for Buffalo. Again, note the start time. That is a 5 p.m. game. Also, programming note, for all of you listening on WGR in Buffalo, tomorrow, due to the Bills-Lions game, the Sabres-Bruins game will be on ESPN 1520. So if you're listening in the Buffalo area, tomorrow's Sabres-Bruins game on ESPN 1520 due to the Bills-Lions coverage. 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. After we hear from Phil Housley, we'll, of course, get you your phone calls. So if you're on hold, stick there as the Sabres fall tonight in Washington. Let's get some other stats here. Final power play. Sabres finish up 2 of 3. Washington 0 of 4. In net, Phoenix Copley gets the win. 26 saves on 29 shots. Carter Hutton very busy. 38 shots. He made 35 saves. Stopped 2 of 4 in the shootout. Washington has some weapons for shootouts, and Kuznetsov and Ovechkin end up scoring in that shootout. Three stars. Verana had a goal. Noticeable game. Star number three. Eichel for Buffalo, their best player. He's been their best player all year. Star number two. And Alex Ovechkin, the game tire and the game winner. He's star number one. But I thought the best player on the ice was Jack Eichel. And he's going to be the high-impact player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. You'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance at Capital One Arena, 18,506. And the Sabres, again, will play again tomorrow night, 5 p.m., puck drop, Sabres and Bruins from Boston. And you'll hear it on the Sabres radio network. Then, their next game after that, well, right back at it on Tuesday. The schedule just seems to be relentless for Buffalo. I mean, you know, they had their kind of a three-day game-off action to start the month of November. Or, I'm sorry, to start the month of December after they played Nashville and Toronto back-to-back with a lot of travel and tired. Some days off and then the homestand. And now it's right back to the grind here. It seems as though the schedule has been jam-packed for the Sabres. With a year where there's no Olympics or anything, it seemed like they started right away in October, but boy, the schedule seems to be jammed up quite a bit here. No rest. Now, many of you wondering throughout the game about Lawrence Pilot, why was Matt Tennyson in? Pilot had a maintenance day yesterday, and we're hearing that there may be something to Pilot, maybe having kind of a slight injury. We'll see if Phil Housley speaks on that. I'm sure it'll be asked here coming up in just a few moments on the status of Lawrence Pilot and whether or not he's able to go tomorrow in Boston. Matt Hunwick is taking took warm-ups today before the game, and there I don't believe is an expectation that he's ready officially to go yet. We'll have to see how that plays out. And then, of course, there's Nathan Beaulieu, who left the game with an injury, and that might factor in terms of whether or not there has to be a call-up defensively or whether or not Hunwick's able to maybe push it and go. Okay, here's Phil Housley now, live in Boston. Or excuse me, Washington.
Well, Phil, you played the Stanley Cup champions. You get a point out of the game. Ebbs and flows in that game. What did you take away from it?
Well, I think we won the special teams battle, but we just didn't win the hockey game. Just a couple areas of our game. I thought our rush coverage was a little off tonight. You were usually pretty good in that area, and they have a terrific rush team, and they got a lot of chances off of it. And at times, I just thought we were trying to make the right decisions with the puck, but we just didn't get it in deep enough, and they turned around, and their transition came right back after us. But all in all, I think, I liked our game. We have an opportunity to win a hockey game late in the third there, so can't fault our effort, and obviously we got to get ready for tomorrow.
Did you feel
feel like your 5-on-5 game got better in the third period, especially?
Definitely. I think I thought we checked better. I thought we transitioned better. We were much faster. At times, I just think in the first and second period, we slowed it down too much. Our forwards are waiting. There was opportunities to get the puck up ice, and then we looked like a slow team. We only could get one forechecker in there instead of two at times, and, you know, give them credit. They broke the puck out really well tonight and when we did try to get in there. But I think in the third period, when we started to make contact and hang on to pucks down low in the offensive zone, we had some really good looks.
What's the report on Nate Beaulieu?
He'll be evaluated today, and we'll see tomorrow.
How about Lawrence Pilot?
Same thing, day-to-day.
Is he upper or body, Lawrence?
Lower body.
Lower body.
Yep.
How much was Carter a shot in the arm for you guys in the third period with some of the saves he was able to make, especially in the penalty kill?
Well, it was excellent. I mean, our penalty kill did a pretty good job against a really good top power play, especially in this building. Like I said before, our penalty kill, you know, Bogo blocks that big shot at the end there. You know, Rodriguez guys putting their bodies in front of the puck. You know, it's a credit to them to get in those lanes. And like I said, I thought our power play was excellent. Our penalty kill was really good, and we won that battle. But it's unfortunate we just didn't win the game.
You can just see the confidence these guys have, no matter where they are, no matter who they're playing against. What does that mean to you guys, just to believe?
Our guys?
Yeah.
Yes. I just think, you know, these are big challenges for us, especially, you know, playing the Stanley Cup champions. They're on a roll. They won, you know, they're 8-2 in their last 10, and it was a great challenge. You know, even though we were banged up a little bit, the guys that had opportunities to get in and earn some minutes played well, and I like the balance of our four lines right now. We were able to just roll them, and it's going to be important tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach. Phil Halzay on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you, Paul. Have a safe flight to Boston. We'll hear from you tomorrow on the broadcast as Phil Housley's post game comments brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. All right, well, an entertaining game. It ends in a shootout victory for the Caps. Ovechkin, the game winner. And for all of you on our local affiliate stations, we're going to say goodnight to you. We'll hear from you tomorrow. Sabres and Bruins, 5 p.m. For all of you on our flagship in Buffalo on WGR, more Paul William Belt's post game coming up. 4-3 the final. Your phone call is coming up next at 803-0550. Capitals get the victory. Sabres get a point as they fall in Washington in a shootout. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Henderson in front of the net. Lowered the boom on Lars Eller. And down he went. Down goes Lars. In a hurry.
Rick Jenneret there on the call. Matt Tennyson, the hit, piling over not only Eller, but over Carter Hutton. It's the Seneca Poker Deck of the Game, brought to you by Seneca Poker, inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Welcome back to the Paul William Belt's post game. 4-3. Washington is victorious. We'll get a couple highlights in and then grab your phone calls at 803-0550. Let's pick the highlights up at the start of the game. 2:41 in. Jack Eichel, his 11th of the year, has Buffalo on the board first.
Dahlin takes his shot. That's right on rebound. They score! Bingo! Buffalo has the lead on the power play.
Eichel's 11th early on from Reinhardt and Dahlin. 1-0 Sabres. But Brett Connolly comes back less than a minute later to tie things up at 1. And then Jacob Verana's 10th of the year put Washington up 2-1. And that was the score through 1. We go to the second. Eichel at it again. One of the goals of the season, not only for the Sabres, but in the league. Eichel's 12th, a beauty.
Full steam ahead, gets in over the Washington line and dragged it right through and took a shot. He scores! Jack Eichel! Oh my, what a play! Coming soon to a theater near you, Sick Mitts, starring Jack Eichel, brother.
What a great play. If you haven't seen it, make sure you find it. His 12th of the year, Dahlin and Ristolainen on the power play. And that play, whew, like just amazing move from Eichel. It's the big moment of the game brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. 2-2, power play goal for Eichel. And just a little less than 5 minutes later, another power play goal, and Buffalo goes back in front.
Eichel swings it down low. Out in front, the shot by Skinner. Got the rebound, they score! Sneaking in from the point. Rasmus Dahlin to crank it into the side of the net and allow Buffalo a goal to take the lead on the power play.
7:21 into the second, Dahlin's third of the year. Eichel, some great work to keep the puck in, eventually to Skinner and Reinhardt for Dahlin's third on the power play. 3-2 Buffalo. Before the second came to an end, though, Ovechkin ends up scoring his 29th of the year on a bullet of a shot. That made it a 3-3 game. No scoring in the third. We go to the overtime, and here's the best chance for either team. It's Kuznetsov walking in on Carter Hutton.
Thompson got it across ice. A quick shot right off. There's the rebound. Came out in front, and it goes to center ice. And here the Caps with a breakaway. Kuznetsov in on goal. He shoots. Hutton stopped him. He stoned him blind.
Monster save for Carter Hutton there on the breakaway. It is the save of the game brought to you by your Geico. Excuse me. It's the save of the game brought to you by Geico, local office, West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agent Scott Kultman. Remained tied at 3. We go to the shootout. Oshie stopped. Eichel hits the post. Kuznetsov scores. Thompson stopped. Backstrom shoots wide. Mittelstadt scores. Then to Ovechkin, and here's the game winner.
And you know who's next. You can hear the crowd buzzing. Ovechkin. He likes to take his time as he comes in. And he shoots and scores.
So Ovechkin there with the game winner. Pominville had a chance to keep it going, but unable to score. And Ovechkin finishes it off. 4-3 Washington in a shootout is the final. All of your highlights delivered by Speed Global Services around the corner or around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. 4-3 Caps. Bruins are up next. We'll check the scores in just a few moments here. Let's grab a couple of calls. Let's go to Scott on the postgame. Hi, Scott. Go ahead. You're on the air.
What's up? Thank you for taking my call. I'm out here in Boston. I did have the luxury of watching Jack Eichel playing at Boston University. First of all, Buffalo is going in the right direction. So they lost tonight. They learned a lot tonight. That was a, if there's such thing, a good loss. What a great effort. Amazing. And as you said 2 minutes ago, if you didn't see that goal by Eichel, short side under the crossbar. I watched him at BU. This kid, he lives in Chelmsford. He was from Chelmsford. I'm 20 minutes away in Weymouth. Boston. I'm talking Boston talk. All right. The kid's sick. Now, he went number two to McDavid. He is slowly catching up. No, that's not insulting. McDavid played 80 games a year since he was 14 years old. Eichel is slowly getting into the league. He may start to challenge McDavid for the best player in the National Hockey League. Jack Eichel, what a hockey player. Proud.
Yes, he is. Bob. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. It is definitely heading in the right direction for Eichel. I mean, his dominance this year, I mean, he was very good last year and the year before that, but I mean, he is league elite, as Scott is just saying there. And the description of catching McDavid, like, good. I mean, McDavid's going to be the best player in the league here for the next decade, and if Eichel is right next to him, right behind, then you'd sign up for that in a second, I believe. Thanks for the call, Scott. 803-0550. Capitals win in a shootout. The Bruins will be next tomorrow. That's a 5 p.m. game. Brian is up next. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I wanted to say I agree with you. Eichel was sick on the second goal, and the first one was great. I wish Carter Hutton didn't come out fully to play that first one. I wish he sort of stayed in his net. Other than that, he played a solid game, so did the team defensively, especially on the penalty kill all night. The power play came to life. The only thing is I'm worried about if Hungary has to go in tomorrow, if he can play. He hasn't played forever, and at least not a National Hockey League game in over a year. So I'm a little bit concerned about that, and if he does go in.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Brian. I wonder how this is going to play out. Housley, as always, says basically nothing about injuries. And even trusting the day-to-day, week-to-week, maintenance day stuff, I mean, just what he says with that is just, I mean, it's just chatter because we've seen it not pan out this year. I don't know why he feels like, you know, I don't know, whatever. He is not on board. I don't know if it's Jason Botterill telling him that or if it's this Housley's MO, but the injury thing, they just, whatever reason, they think like they're trying to just sneak one over on everybody. So Pilot had a maintenance day yesterday, but they didn't say he was injured, and then now he is injured. Lower body, day-to-day. ball you. They know nothing, even though he probably does know something. And he's still, now I guess he lumped him in with Pilot as day-to-day. So there's two injuries. Hunwick taking warm-ups. I don't believe the plan was for him to play this weekend, so we'll have to see. Maybe can he go tomorrow? There's still been no update on McCabe. That initially wasn't supposed to be serious, and now it's been pretty long-term. And who would come up next? Maybe it's Will Borgen. I know Brendan Gooley's name is thrown about. He scored tonight, but he has not had what I think is supposed to be the progress that they're hoping for. So maybe it's Borgen if somebody has to come up. But we'll obviously find out. Paul Hamilton will, of course, keep you posted there. So follow him on Twitter over the course of the next 24 hours leading you up to puck drop tomorrow. Thanks for the phone call. Sabres getting a point tonight. We'll update you on the standings here in a moment. But first, the Sabres core group feature. We look at the Sabres core and how it impacted the game. Well, I mean, Jack Eichel is always at the core. He was phenomenal. Tremendous again, even on the Dahlin power play goal where he doesn't get a point. Keeps the puck in twice. Wins a battle. Then the behind-the-back pass that is perfectly on the tape. Didn't waste any time. Kept the play going. He was tremendous. Dahlin, 3 points, a goal and two assists. Of course, he's a big part of the core. So the core gets an A-plus rating tonight for the Sabres in this loss. Sabres core group feature brought to you by Corrigan Moving for your next group. Count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. All right, I'll update you on the standings, but we might as well let you find out what happened in all the games first. For that, we have another check of the scores. Around the league we go. Here's Dan Cave.
All right, thank you, Brian. Around the NHL is brought to you by Seneca Buffalo Creek Casino. Nothing else comes close. The Sabres stay a point behind the Leafs in the standings. Toronto also falls in overtime tonight, 4-3. Alexander Barkov completes the hat trick in the extra frame for the Panthers. Mitch Marner scores twice for the Leafs. A lot of overtime games around the league tonight, including in Pittsburgh. Phil Kessel nets the winner in a 4-3 victory over the Kings. The Penguins have now won two straight. Daniel Sprong scores twice, including in OT, and the Ducks beat the Blue Jackets 2-1, a 4-3 shootout win for the Islanders. They top the Red Wings tonight. Earlier today, the Flames beat the Wild 2-1. Canadiens skate past the Senators 5-2. Jonathan Drouin with goal number 11 for Montreal. Paul Byron adds his 7th. Game still in progress. Third period in Nashville, where the Predators lead the Devils 1-0. The Avalanche on top of the Stars 3-0 through the first 20 minutes of play. And the Canucks are out to the 1-0 lead early on over the Flyers. That one is in the first period. NFL, the Browns and Broncos facing each other in Denver tonight. That game is tied at 10. Baker Mayfield with a strong start tonight. Opens the game with a 31-yard touchdown pass to Rashad Perriman. Mayfield has struggled ever since then. Case Keenum has a touchdown run for Denver. Both teams had field goals, and it's 10-10 with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Earlier today, the Texans rallied to beat the Jets 29-22. DeAndre Hopkins, 10 catches, 170 yards. And 2 touchdowns. Men's college basketball, the number 14 UB Bulls beat Southern Illinois 73-65. UB 10-0 to start the season. Buffalo now heads to number 25 Syracuse on Tuesday. The Orange lose earlier today to Old Dominion 68-62. I'm Dan Cave with the round of the NHL. Brian, back to you.
All right, Dan, thank you. So next up for Buffalo, a meeting with the Boston Bruins. Again, a programming note for all of you listening here in Buffalo on WGR. Tomorrow's Sabres-Bruins game will be on ESPN 1520 due to the Bills-Lions coverage. So if you're looking for, even if you're going to the Bills game tomorrow and you want to listen to the Sabres game on the way home, it'll be on ESPN 1520. So make a note of that. Okay. Well, fun game. Kind of a stinging ending there, losing in a shootout. I guess you can't have too much shame in the fact that Ovechkin is the one that ends up sealing the fate for you. But, you know, as we said it there with the core group feature, like just the Sabres players that we know are going to continuously be carrying this team moving forward just were very, very good today. But some things to maybe be concerned about. Is Pilot's injury more serious than to be believed? Beaulieu's injury, who knows what that means in terms of who's going to play tomorrow. For all of you Matt Tennyson haters out there, that means he's likely playing again tomorrow. Also, Jeff Skinner did not play in overtime. The shootout, I understand. His career record in shootouts actually is pretty poor if you look up for that. And, you know, at some point that he would go to him. But I'm fine with the first three that he puts out there, Eichel, Thompson, and Mittelstadt. I, I don't have any complaints. Skinner not playing in OT. You know, is he struggling 3-on-3? The turnovers in the OT game against Toronto, maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know, but I know many of you are saying, where is he on that? I'm fine with Housley maybe being a little more pickier in OT, but some of the forwards that are out there, to me, I'd much rather have Skinner out there. I'm willing to put up with a Skinner turnover if it means he ultimately still has just as good of an opportunity to maybe win the game for you. But we'll see going forward how Housley handles that. Okay, that wraps up our Paul William Belts postgame show. I want to thank our crew here in-house tonight, Kyle Powell, Nick Lozanowski, Dan Cave. Thank you, gentlemen, for all your work on the broadcast. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in Washington. Thank you, Paul. And to our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray, I thank you. And I thank you for listening. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again in a shootout, Washington 4, Buffalo 3. Sabres and Bruins tomorrow at 5. Hear from you then, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.